Torrance State on WKAR as a young man in the late 1980s. Our next guest was healthy enough to play football for the University of Michigan. At 305 pounds, Mark Ramirez was a big but relatively healthy guy. But decades later, after poor eating habits had taken hold, Ramirez faced years of serious health problems, primarily the result of type 2 diabetes. In 2011, he and his wife Kim made a big change. They adopted a plant-based diet. Today, Mark Ramirez says he's in the best shape of his life. His story is included in a new documentary film, Eating You Alive, which will be nationally distributed in January. The film also features Samuel L. Jackson, screenwriter and producer James Cameron, and Penn Jillette. To tell us more, we welcome Mark Ramirez to Current State. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate the opportunity.
Your early years when you were growing up in Mexico, your family generally was in poor health. Why? What was going on?
Yeah, so I grew up in Edinburgh, Texas, which is right along the border of Mexico. We're literally 20 minutes from Mexico and about an hour from the Gulf of Mexico, Mark.
Texas. I beg your pardon. I thought it was Mexico. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah, we were really close. I'm only 15, 20 minutes away.
Okay.
But anyhow, we grew up in Edinburgh, Texas, and ever since I was a little kid, I remember my mother taking pills. I mean, she was diabetic for 33 years before she passed. And as I look back at the foods we were eating, right, and God bless my mother, it's no reflection on her. It's just we didn't know back then. And, of course, we know a lot more today than we did back in the, you know, late 60s and 70s and 80s even, right? So the bottom line is when I reflect back to a lot of the foods we were eating back then and the way we grew up, you know, I'm part of a Mexican family. There were 8 brothers and sisters, and we grew up eating a lot of the traditional Mexican dishes. Unfortunately, a lot of those dishes were covered and coated with a lot of Crisco oils and lard and fats. And so while we ate a lot of beans and rice and tortillas, and of course a lot of animal products as well, everything that my mother was cooking in most cases was containing some form of Crisco or fat or lard. So, you know, years and years of eating that, it's no wonder that really my entire family ended up coming down. All of my brothers and sisters, there were 8 of us, and everybody with the exception of one sister ended up has battled diabetes at one point or another.
As a young guy, you were still healthy enough that you were able to play Division I college football for no less than Bo Schembechler. When you were on the team at U of M, did you think that you had magically sidestepped the chronic illness that was in your family?
I really did. I thought that, you know, hey, so this is because I'm exercising and because I'm, you know, continuing to treat my body, to get some regular exercise, I was going to not have to deal and worry about these issues. Later on in life, of course, about 12 years out of college, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2002, and that was the same year that, unfortunately, my mother passed, and as well as my oldest brother. He had a 9-month bout with pancreatic cancer and also was diabetic for about a decade, but he died at the young age of 41. And 2 months prior to that, my mother, after as I mentioned a minute ago, 33 years of battling type 2 diabetes, ultimately, you know, she needed a kidney transplant. She was legally blind. We're talking years of dialysis and years of poor health, and ultimately needed a double bypass. So when she went in for that double bypass, unfortunately, she never recovered and passed at the young age of 61.
In 2011, 5 years ago, almost to the day, it was December 3rd, 2011, you decide to make some changes. Why?
So my health, as I reflect back on my entire family, all my brothers and sisters, my mother, and I look at all the chronic disease and devastation that had shattered my entire family, I mean, I mentioned my mother, you know, passed at the young age of 61. My oldest brother died at the young age of 41, pancreatic cancer and diabetes. My twin brother, I have a twin, so he's been battling now diabetes for 16 years. He had a heart attack not quite 2 years ago, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, so multiple medications. I have a little sister, Sandra. We're 40. I'm going to be 49 next month in January. She's 2 years younger than us, so she's 47. Sandra, she takes 2 insulin shots a day. She has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, just multiple medications and chronic disease. Let's look at my little brother, Martin. He will be 44 in January, next month. He was diagnosed with diabetes at the young age of 13, 14 years old. So he's been battling it for over 30 years. In that 30 years, he's had his right leg amputated. He's had a pancreas and kidney transplant. He's legally blind. He does dialysis 3 times a week. He takes 24 medications every single day. And so as I'm looking at my entire list of siblings, my mother, chronic disease, chronic illness, and the devastation that has caused, I had tried in the decade of since being diagnosed with diabetes to different tactics. I tried counting carbs, counting calories, portion control, exercise more, eat less. I tried all these different tactics, and while some may make me lose a little weight or feel a little better, and it did, but I was still sick. I was still taking the medications. I still had high cholesterol. I still had diabetes. But in 2011, we came across this documentary by the name of Forks Over Knives. So we saw this documentary, and basically, in a nutshell, the documentary chronicles two doctors, one doctor who spent the majority of his career out of the Cleveland Clinic, and that's Caldwell Esselstyn, and the other doctor, Dr. T. Colin Campbell, who spent the majority of his career out of Cornell University. And these gentlemen are both in their mid-80s today, but what they reveal is how harmful animal products and animal foods and high fats can be to the human body. So we saw that documentary. We also read Dr. Neil Barnard's Program for Reversing Diabetes. So those two things, watching the movie, reading the book, on December 3rd, my wife and I just adopted a whole food, plant-based lifestyle, and it was all really, Mark, coming because I didn't want to have to sit here and maybe one day ask my children for a kidney. I didn't want to be dealing with amputations and blindness and all of the chronic issues that I've seen my entire family go through. I wanted to live a life where, you know, we work 30, 40, 50 years, and we retire, and we're supposed to enjoy our lives at the later part of our lives. And unfortunately, when you look and you see what's happening today, the CDC will tell you that 75% of Americans age 65 and older have and struggle with at least two or more chronic conditions. So as we get older, we get sicker, and really, a lot of it can be prevented. I'm not going to say everything, but most of it can be prevented if we just throw in some healthy habits in the way of what we eat, exercise a little bit.
We'll point out that you and your wife Kim's story is part of a new documentary, Eating You Alive, which gets into the science involved in a plant-based diet that is set for national release the first of the year. And the time that we have left, Mark Ramirez, tell us about the website that you have created here. It explains the advantages of a plant-based diet. It's called chickpeaandbean.com. What will people find there?
So it's chalked with a ton of free information and resources, Mark, to help people understand. We share a ton of information, and it's science-based, right? I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, but over these 5 years on this journey, we have read so much, we've learned so much from the doctors who have been preaching this information. Dr. Barnard's been preaching this through PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, since the mid-80s. This is not new information, but unfortunately, it's now just bubbling up to where people are really grasping hold and taking notice of it. But the bottom line is our website is chalked with a bunch of great resources and information to help people understand the advantages of a whole food plant-based lifestyle. A ton of great free resources. And my wife and I are also certified Food for Life instructors. We teach people how to do this out of our house, or we can do it also in a corporate setting as
okay.
well.
All right. We've been talking with Mark Ramirez of Clinton Township, who vastly improved his health. He says he's healthier than ever after adopting a plant-based diet. He is also featured in a new documentary film, Eating You Alive. He and his wife, Kim, started a website all about plant-based diet called chickpeaandbean.com. Mark Ramirez, great to hear your story. Thanks for joining us.
Mark, thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.